bro. Like, all right.
Blog Talk
AB Radio. Let's go.
Yeah, lost any fame.
Brand new Cassidy.
I go by the name of Cassidy the Hustler.
Corey,
I got
Guns.
My boy Corey Guns with
this
me.
This shit is official.
Get ready, get set, it's steady. Spaghetti shredded, heavy, deadly, credit, deadly. For bread, you get jelly, spreaded the melody. Let me let it go, medley. Lindsay edit, coke headless with envy. And Nicole Richie and Britney's habit.
Hey, yo, White Owl, you might want to
run
rewind
that,
that, homie.
Run that,
rewind
motherfucker.
Rewind that. Homie,
get ready, get set, it's steady. Bloody spaghetti shredded, heavy, deaded, credit, deadly. For bread, you get jelly, spreaded the melody. Let me let it go, medley. Lindsay added coke headless with envy. And Nicole Richie and Britney's habit. Cast a lot of rappers and militant and bitch natty. Putting nothing but wood on the shelves like a kitchen cabinet. If I feel ecstatic, I'll peel a matic. They'll get ecstatic. Calico sporadic, but that's not so radical. Become the no compatible establishment. You broke nose, but trying to Mike Jones my ozone. Behold, embarrassed. Shit, I'm kidding, it's an Afghani terrorist. Two when I'm trying to bring you Hail Mary. Take a risk of reading rails, even this therapist. You don't live MOB, you nothing but a queer therapist. Nigga, my MOB, get that money, even OC, no penalty. When OC, that dinero be, that's all I see, men only. I'll shift you go from manual to automatic physically. Chemistry can't infiltrate my ministry. We in the street, you industry. Larceny, militia, nigga, march with us. It's not cash, put them on some whole nothing charge for us. Body man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Corey Guns. We gotta refresh these niggas' memories. I guess they got amnesia and they forgot that we bout our business. Man, my hand on my damn cock. Man, I cop the gun so big, it could bite your hand cock. I'm not a rat, me talking to the damn cops. It's like Louis Farrakhan eating ham hocks. I'm a gorilla, but I'm slicker than the damn fox. Goose in preschool playing in the sandbox. I'm a hustler, I used to hand to hand knock and stand on the block selling gram at the grandma. And no, I'm not from Japan, but it just look like it's Asian in me, cause I got the haze within me. I've been to jail, I got a couple hundred days within me, but I still keep the HK, keep the razor with me. I ball hard, so other ballers is afraid to stick me, cause if I get fouled, I'll probably shoot the deck. And you could be the next dude that I shoot to death. I wild out, and if I file out, I shoot the ref. I'm happy when I'm in the coop, but the roof depressed, cause I always put them down the trunk where I put them now. I got dough, A since O, put a pound in my hand. I've been the man, you should put the crown on my dome. I'm on the phone having conference calls with millionaires. Yeah, look what I accomplished, y'all. And I ain't trying to take a life, I got a conscience, y'all. Plus the law send you up north like a compass, y'all. I was 17 living out in Yonkers, y'all. Signed a rough riders with a flow that was bonkers, y'all. I can't even lie. You can ask B and Y. You can ask Swiss too. SP and Kiss too. You can ask DMX, the female pit too. And they'll let you know all the battles I had to get through. You can ask Dragon Sheik about how I had to eat. Thousands of motherfuckers up, yep, I had the streets. But ain't no money in battling, and I had to eat. I could spit reckless, but I had to make a hit record. And now I make hit record after hit record. And I make chicks get naked like this, check it. I just lick my lips on some LL shit, and then I make them laugh on some David Chappelle shit. And they be on some let's go to the hotel shit. I give them hard dick on some just got out of jail shit. The innocent man been in the can, but I never made a statement, never been on the stand. And I'm independent now, but that been in the plans, cause it's all about the Benjamins, man. Real talk, and you dudes can't walk in my Timberlands, man. And my sneaks don't fit you, the streets don't fuck with you. I sip champagne and I throw back shots and smoke pot the color of an Apple Jacks box. I rap, but I sold crack rock and had the block jumping like the frog on the Honey Smacks box. You dig 'em? Body bag.
Yo, you know how we do. It's GQ from AB Radio. Angry Bastard Radio, station that let you speak your motherfucking mind. We got 56 minutes left. What better way to open up with some hot shit? Now, I'm a little pissed off right now because it's like, you know, I hate mosquitoes. Like, I said it before, like a couple of shows back, how mosquitoes is bitches. They land on you, you can't even feel them. As soon as you feel something scratching, they're like long gone. This pussy-ass mosquitoes over here, I'm covered in off. Pussy-ass mosquitoes trying to literally, like, find a spot where I ain't got no off to bite me. It's like, and I just smacked my hands together, like 20, 25 times. And this nigga's still flying around. And it's pissing me off. And I don't feel comfortable sitting down doing my radio thing while this bullshit piece of this pussy-ass insect is flying around me. So it's real crazy right now, you know what I mean? So if you hear, like, a lot of smacking and cursing and all types of shit, it might be your mom's. But other than that, you know, it's, you know, besides that, it's me, you know, trying to get this fucking mosquito because it's bullshit. You know, I don't know why. What's the purpose of mosquitoes anyway? What's the point? What's the purpose? There's no purpose of mosquitoes. All they fucking do is fly around, and they go the pussy way about it. Yeah, excuse me. I'm eating a breakfast burrito from Chick-fil-A. Chicken, egg, and cheese. Oh, man, this shit is awesome. Oh, man. Delicious. Hey, call you on the air.
What's going on, man?
What up, man? How are you?
Doing great. You're fucking hilarious. I'm glad I tuned in.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking pissed off, man. Fucking mosquitoes. I hate mosquitoes, man.
Where do you live?
I live out in Jersey.
Okay, I get you. So there's mosquito infestation in New Jersey, huh?
Yeah, it's fucking horrible, man. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling out of West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, West Virginia in the house. Yes, sir. Oh, man. Well, welcome to Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. So,
good. Nothing to say, but hey, man, good.
All right. What's going on, man? You got any shout-outs? Anybody pissing you off lately? You know?
Well, you know, I hate my baby's mother, but that's about it.
Oh, well, I mean, don't we all? It's
I guess.
I think it's like a fucking trap, man. Like, before they lay down, they're like, okay, true. I'm going to get this motherfucker. I'm going to give him some of this pussy. He's going to like it, and he's going to stay with it. And then when I pop the seat out, I'm going to change my whole swag up. And I'm going to get him for all his money. And I ain't never got to get a job. Fucking greedy bitches. No, they should come up with a law. Like, it sucks, dog. Like, you can be on time. Matter of fact, say your child support a fucking week is $100. You can be paying $1,000 a week. She go to the judge like, yo, yeah, I know. I want more money. More money? He pays you freaking $900 extra a week. It's not enough. I need more money. Okay, more money. You're like, what? Get the fuck out of here. Why? Just because she has a fucking pussy and two tits? Oh, that's why. Okay. She rules the world. It makes no sense, man.
No kidding. Hey, I got a question for you, though. Does Blog Talk Radio ever piss you off?
Oh, dog. Hell yeah.
Well, dude, I have the solution to that.
What?
Okay, I host my own radio show, not on, you know, fucking Blog Talk Radio, but I'm part of a real network, and we're listening to shows right now that we think are hilarious, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted to get some contact information from you, see if you want to jump ship or something.
I mean, it's always worth a try. I mean, what's your shit about?
It's burnoutmedia.com. It's the... probably the newest radio station around, but we get more than 4 million hits a month. So, you know, we're doing something right, and we want to, you know, basically just get rating the good Blog Talk Radio shows, you know what I'm saying? There's not too many, but there's some, like yours.
I'm saying, but this is the thing, though. I don't really get that many ratings. Now, this is what pisses me off about Blog Talk Radio. I'm only able to get 6 to 7 and, you know, 11 to whatever. I can't get anything in between. I talked to a lady. I'm like, hey, quick question. I just started this, and I was wondering, you know, how can I, you know, get prime time? That's when I can get a lot of hits. She goes,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you just have to, and it's amazing how she did it. She did it like, you know, like, I mean, it's nothing. Oh, you just have to get 200-plus listeners. I said, pause. I can't, like, get, like, a little trial period where, okay, well, let me try it out to see if this is what I really want. She's like, nah, you're going to have to get 200-plus listeners in order to get prime time. I mean, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? What am I supposed to get pins and write, oh, GQ, on pins. I got to spend millions and millions of dollars just to get a fucking slot. That's not getting a job, just to get a slot. And then work to try to get on, like, some Cyrus shit or whatever. I mean, whatever. Yeah, but I'll take
you
information, though.
Sorry, what's that?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I got a good couple people on the line right now, including the owner of the site and everything. And we got a really cutting edge show. It's called Late Nights on the Mic, and we've been searching for months for like a really off the hook host. And we're just we want to get some contact information, see if we can hook you up with a spot.
All right, well, yeah, definitely. You got an email address where I can send this stuff at?
Yeah. Well, my mine, which I can just forward it to everybody else, is Trey Blaylock, T-R-A-Y.
T-R-A-Y.
B-L-A-Y.
B-L-A-Y?
Yeah. L-O-C-K. At AOL.com.
Trey Blaylock. AOL.com.
Yep, just send us all your information there, and then that's also my AIM. So if you have AIM, just hit me up there too.
All right, and you got like a site where we can actually check you out. Like, what exactly do you do? Is it just like Block Talk where you do it off the computer, or is it like some real shit when you do it on the radio, on Cyrus or satellite radio, some shit like that?
You mind if I answer that question, Trey?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm the owner of the site. My name is Mike. Basically, it's kind of like Blog Talk, except you don't do it over the phone. It's all you do it over the computer, but you don't do any of the work, really. All you do is just prepare for your show and talk during your show. We do all the work for you. We produce your show. We put it live, and we also put the archive show available for download on the site for you. We basically do all the work that you usually do on Blog Talk for you.
And advertise it for you, too.
Yeah, we do advertise.
That's deep right there. I like that. That's deep.
All we ask from you is that you simply just get the word out about your show, about the site and everything. And we basically have a server that allows as many listeners as we possibly want. So there's no limits. You can get as many as you want, and you'll always know how many listeners you get each show because we'll tell you.
Yeah.
We'll tell you the peak number. We'll always tell you what you have at any given time. And we'll even keep a record for you so you can check back to what you were getting last year or, last week, whatever.
Yeah.
So basically all you do is you use a computer to talk, and we'll put you live, and we'll do all the work for you. When you're ready to take a break, we'll take you to break, play music, or if you have a clip you want played, we'll play it for you, and we do all that for you.
That's pretty deep.
Dude, it's a big family, man. We're just basically, we're all in together. We all advertise everybody's show. My show's the flagship show. We got another show. We got a whole bunch of shows, so we're just recruiting at this point.
Yeah, and what's the name of the site?
It's Burnout, B-U-R-N-O-U-T, media.com.
Oh, my bad. You said Burnout?
Yeah, burnoutmedia.com.
Media.com.
Yep, and we're in the middle of a completely brand-new site makeover. We're going to launch that January 1st, 2009. Like, when the ball drops is when our new site's going to launch. And what our site's going to be is basically a radio social network. You'll be able to do a lot of stuff that you were able to do on Blog Talk and iSpace or whatever. It's basically going to be a combination of both of those, along with what makes Burnout Media unique, which is our unique radio shows. And we want to make this the biggest site in the world. And I guarantee you that if you want to step on board, there will definitely be a reward for you in the long run once we start seeing big things happen for us.
Well, I mean, I'll make big things. I mean, when I'm fully staffed, this is not a game. I mean, when I got my other host with me, it's a wrap. When I'm by myself, I just talk shit. So it's whatever. But I mean, I'll definitely check it out.
Sure.
I'm always with some new shit because Block Talk, man, I'd be like, I was already searching for something new because I'm like, Block Talk is cool, but it's like days, all that music I downloaded. Half of it will be gone, or I'll try to unmute somebody and the shit don't fucking unmute. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what kind of shit is this? I play a song and the song's playing over the other song. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
I guarantee all those problems, you'll never have to see them again. That's I used to do Blog Talk shows before making my own site because Blog Talk is bad quality. It's a great start. It's a great way to get someone started, but it's bad quality, and you need to move on to something good. We have that for you. We also have a call-in number. We have our own hotline where you can actually have listeners call in.
Mm-hmm.
And stop anything. You don't have to mute anyone. The producer of your show, which will assign you a producer, will let you know everything that's going on. And that's it. There's no
time to move up to the big leagues.
Yeah, bet. Because this definitely, is peanuts.
Yeah.
Fucking baby roof and shit. This shit is Purdue.
No doubt. Well, hey, have a good rest of the show, and I definitely hope we hear from you here soon, like after your show.
Yeah, you definitely hear from me. We talk
hey,
about
do you by chance have, like, AIM, AOL, any screen name?
See, I got one, but I think my ex-girl fucking broke into it. That was, like, years ago, though. And she changed my fucking password. I'm still pissed off about this.
That would piss me off.
Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, I wanted to get a fucking hacker just to hack in all her email accounts, but I was like, nah, I forget. It's not that serious. That's how serious I was, man. I'm like, what the fuck? I took forever to make that AIM name. Fuck out of here, bitch.
Do you have an email address?
Yeah, it's, what the fuck is it? It's, the number 3. Then it's, W-E-Y... ESMEN@gmail.com.
All right. I got that. I'll keep in touch and I'll send you out an email.
All right, man.
All right. Good luck with the show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to definitely check y'all out right out there.
No problem. Have a nice night.
All right, you too, man.
Okay, bye.
All right. All right, no doubt. That's what's up. All right, man. If you knew better, you'd do better, you know? I think that's how the fuck it goes. Well, anyway, fucking... Oh, shit, these motherfuckers was in the fucking room. I ain't even fucking even knowing shit. My mom's got burnt fingers. Oh, shit. And they take half your shit. And the ball starts to roll. What the fuck are you talking about? The one that's in the building, everybody. You're fucking right, Trey Blay. And you bastard radio is about to take off. I'm out. Burnoutmedia.com. Oh, it's not a game. It's not a game. You know. All right. Let's get back into the mix of things. News. What the fuck? Why is this guy even in the news? Neo? Dog, Neo, first of all, you're a homosexual, okay? When you got locked up, you look like James Brown, some ashy-ass lips. I mean, like, he was sucking on cocaine pops and shit. You bastard. This motherfucker, he happy as shit. He's taking a picture behind, and in the background is Juicy Fruit Double Mint. And he has a big red box in his hand, like a homosexual. Get it together, dog. That tight-ass vest, man. I think his vest is so tight. That shit look like a fucking bulletproof vest, man. What the fuck? And why you got a tie on that? Niggas can't even see. What the fuck is that? Tight-ass pants. Yeah, I'm tired of these people having money and wearing tight-ass clothes. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. Pharrell. Rihanna. Chris Brown. Chris Brown's cool. Rihanna looks like a straight-up... A fucking... She looks like a manly Power Ranger. You know what I mean? And Pharrell. Come on, dog. What's up with you? You Tiger Woods in the face-ass nigga? But he got money, so I can't really, you know... I can't really say shit. And does anybody know who Melody Tronton? Melody Tronton is? I don't know either. But in this picture, she looks like a straight-up fucking man. What is it with these girls nowadays, man? Shook to be released in hours. Video of his arrest. Oh, wow, that was funny. It says, looking frustrated and angry, Shook was cuffed and forced to lean against a van with his hands behind his back after he allegedly bashed his girlfriend in the back of the head while driving. Oh, shit. This motherfucker's on some mothership. Shook is expected to be released before today is over. I gotta see this video, man. Come on, man. Don't do this to me, Block Talk. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. My crew's in the fucking building. My crew's in the fucking building. My crew's in the motherfucking building.
What's really, really going on now?
What's really good, dudes?
I heard you talking about the nigga Shook. Whatever. No disrespect to the homie, but didn't he get knocked out?
Yeah, he got... No. He didn't just get knocked out. He got knocked the fuck out.
No disrespect to the homie. I know he put his bids in and all that, but... Come on, you out here paying girls now, man?
Yeah.
Well, let me start talking before you had them death row niggas on my ass out here.
Oh,
that's what's going on now, niggas paying girls now?
Yeah, he hit this girl on the back of the head.
That's not good.
My son, Sugar.
Yeah. That's what it sound like. That's what it sound like.
Yo, who we roasting today, man?
Yeah, every fucking body.
Maybe some target victim, man.
Or victim target.
These niggas got like 20 cop cars out there for Suge Knight. I guess
20?
They know.
Deal over. Niggas over the bed with drugs. You gotta step it up a little bit.
This nigga Joe Button is wilding. This nigga would do anything to get his albums to sell.
Wax that.
This nigga Joe Buttons was talking about his upcoming album in a tuxedo.
Tux?
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, it makes no sense. Yo, we just had, I don't know if y'all heard, we just had these dudes call up, and they said that they're from burnoutmedia.com.
Okay.
I haven't checked it out yet. You know what I mean, they kind of sound like that Tom Landry in the face ass nigga that called up before.
Hey, yo, JJ.
No.
I mean that nigga, Dizzle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We back.
Yeah, sounded like that, you know, fucking Richard Head in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, we're
but they called up and said that they have another site, and they said it's a better radio thing than Blog Talk. Something about we would have our own producer that would organize our music. All we do is go on the show. I told them I'll check it out or whatever.
What's with the echo though?
Somebody's phone's on speakerphone.
Nah, not at all.
Six.
Nope.
Yes?
Not at all.
Oh, nigga.
It ain't me, nigga.
No, nigga.
Oh, no, I can't call it.
It's gone. Oh, wait. Was y'all right next to each other?
Oh, no. Maybe that might be the feed. Still an echo.
Well, I mean, if your mother's next to you, it might be a pussy.
Nah, your mother's next to me. Mother's actually on my lap right now. It's so the first thing that popped up.
Finish him on fast like grits, nigga.
Like grits?
Next to beef, bacon, and toast.
Finish him on faster than the crew manager.
Mm-hmm.
Crew manager.
Serving niggas grits with toast with cheese on
it. Yeah, whatever crew manager, man. We need an update on our
SWAT manager.
Smart manager.
That's all. She's still fat.
Slut date.
You got the cute eyes though.
She's very fat.
That's because she put that makeup on them, son.
Very fat. That girl's good love, but not for me.
Mhm.
Hey, yo, check this out. Solange knows snapped on somebody. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck. I just like drama.
Her new and exciting album that just hit stores yesterday. Solange, good morning, and thanks a lot for joining us.
Solange.
Good morning. I have to say, that was not a very professional introduction before. Please don't tie me into family and my brother-in-law's establishment.
You okay, well, we do apologize. I don't know if we talked about your brother-in-law's establishment. You're talking about with TMZ?
No, I'm talking about just a few minutes ago.
That wasn't live, Solange. That wasn't on TV.
Okay, well, whatever the case, we do apologize. We're glad that you're here with us this morning.
Okay.
All right, and I was going over your bio, and I like this quote here. It's from Billboard magazine in August of 2008, and it says, "The idea of me being compared to my sister has been addressed before. Fans don't want to hear the same thing, and I definitely don't want to answer the same thing." I'm glad you came out that way, because it's nice to see someone stepping on the stage and doing their own thing. I like it. Tell me about the new album.
Well, Soul Angel, man.
Nobody cares about the new album because I'm not going to get it. SD's not going to get it. 6-4's not going
to
get it. So
therefore,
no one cares.
Like it. Oh, that's our friend is boning
it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not getting her album either. No, I don't know. She got a new album coming out. I'm not copping it.
Oh, yeah?
I got it for free, and I threw it in the...
What is it called? Rump Shaker?
In the weed crate. In a pip on the... I don't know. It's too much weed on the plate, so I can't tell what the name of the album is. You hear it, Kwanda? Back in the pocket. Yo, what's going on, man? I'm laughing at the Cuban, that's fire. What is that Puerto Rican nigga that I wanted to get his ass hit? Pause.
Pause.
Back in this nigga. Trying to get stay up the chat line, man. It's not safe. I'm swatting mosquitoes today. I'm killing mosquitoes. Fuck swatting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga definitely barked at the wrong tree.
This nigga in the room said you flip her all in the face ass nigga.
Come on, dog. Oh, niggas come on, gonna run with their jokes. Call us a line and get flame burned.
Mm-hmm.
Fastly.
That's all there is. That's all there is.
Just in case you don't know how to spell fastly, it's S-A-S-T-L-Y.
Why?
Yeah. All right. Look at that, nigga. Hold that. And tell your mom the whole list.
Whole list, nigga.
And listen to the sound of the chopping.
Listen to the sound of the chopping,
nigga.
You already know what the sound that is. That's your mom's ass hitting nothing but leg and ball. Oh, yeah?
Straight up. He better breathe easy today.
Yeah, today is not the day, son. Michael,
not the day, dog.
Michael Phelps in the face ass man.
Michael Phelps. All right, that's all good. And all the gold I got around my neck is from your mom's cotton. Yeah. Straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's the response niggas expected. You know what I'm saying? Eat your fucking grilled cheese sandwich with tomatoes while
you're
fucking...
Grilled cheese sandwich?
Nah, don't eat mayonnaise sandwich with cheese. Nigga, fuck mayonnaise. Straight mayonnaise.
Oh, man. J-Lo.
With a hit of mustard so you can see... Woo! With a hit of mustard so you can take this beef in it, Paul.
Any more seen Asante lately? She looks horrible.
What's her sideburns looking like?
Nah, she cut them off.
Oh, she cut them off. What her ass is looking like, though?
What she got, Caesar?
You know who's looking right now with these guys?
Your mom.
Who saw that coming? I think his mom seen me.
Your mom definitely saw me coming.
That's what seen me coming. Nah, but yo, what's the name that's looking right now? It's Mom seeing me coming. Nah, poop, yo, that's just Hoops been looking right, ladies. Poops, nigga.
Oh, yeah. You saw on the cover of that magazine?
Nah, I seen it. I Love Money, nigga. Why looking right, the I Love Money shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, hey, yo, Hoops? And what's that other white chick name, dog?
You mean
Brandy C. Brandy C and some other chick. Brandy C and Heather.
What about Ice T girl?
Nah, yo, she's bad, son.
Oh, you
talking?
Yeah,
yeah. Couple's bad.
Yeah.
Couple's
my son,
bad,
my son, be putting it on display. Like, yeah, go ahead. Yo, flaunt that.
Y'all niggas know. Uh-huh. Y'all niggas already know.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't know who got that. Yeah, he a pimp though. You know what I'm saying? That's
pimp.
Can't, you know, pimping and them dodges. Pimping is pimping does, you know what I mean? Pimping does is pimping do.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch is a slut, and, you know, not even really probably a slut. She's just, you know, got a pimp. Yo.
It
just
is
like
what it is,
man.
Just
like
the
nigga. It is what it is.
That nigga lose all that money. He ain't got that bitch no more.
Oh.
See?
I don't know. Last thing I heard, he was with you, but I ain't hear nothing about no divorce. I ain't hear nothing on True E Hollywood yet.
Me neither. I ain't read it in the Inquirer either.
Oh,
no,
I ain't hear nothing on
no, I'm saying if he was to lose that money, which he never do, but if he happened to lose it, she ain't going to be there no more.
Really?
I mean,
yeah, would you?
I don't think so. I mean, my son T is a pet, like you said before.
No, no. Would you fuck Cookie for $1 million?
Raw
Dog?
Free. I fuck free, nigga.
No, Cookie.
Oh, who's Cookie?
Maggie Johnson, girl. Maggie Johnson's wife.
You know what?
I would.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but what if she got that package?
I gotta get. Hold on, I gotta get that million in my hand before.
Yeah, I gotta get it in my hand, and I'm strapping up 2 times.
Oh,
maybe three.
No. You gotta do it raw, nigga.
I can't hit it with a condom.
Nah, not for a mil, God. A million enough.
You know?
Yeah. Have a bitch told you, like, y'all like Janet Jackson, right?
I love Janet Jackson.
If Janet Jackson said, I'll let you fuck the shit out of me, but if you don't do your job and go in.
Yeah, listen, hold on.
I'm going to hit you off with a rape charge.
Hold on. Before you even finish that fucking question. Right?
No, because, I mean, her idea. No, hold on. Now, you got to be finished. Her idea of going in could be something different than what you're talking about.
All right, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, if she says, you got to make me feel some type of way to the point where, like, wow, or I'm hitting you off with a rape charge. Would you do it?
After something like that?
Hmm?
True story. Like, where she bust out her ass or something? Like, what the fuck?
Now, let's talk about it now. This is Janet we're talking here now.
Mm-hmm.
Janet we're talking
about. Now, it's either you can hit it, and we already know that, yo, we're going to put in work. But you don't know what she's been through. All I'm saying is, if she threw out, oh, you got to bust my ass, and if you bust my ass, I won't hit you off with a rape charge. But if you don't bust my ass, I'm hitting you off with rape. Would you chance it, or would you be like, nah, I ain't fucking with him?
I fuck with it. Yeah, let me tell you something,
I'm fucking
guys.
With it.
Let me tell you something, guys. I ain't down in my shit. I ain't down in my shit.
Uh-huh.
Not at all. I would give her the business. Like,
the
and
business.
Then, and you know what's funny? Is after I gave her the business, she would know I gave her the fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would never, ever, ever have contact with her ever again.
Oh,
I would ignore her calls and all of that. So
got
you have to. Like, you trying to play me like what I'm some like some average nigga walking the street or some shit. Like I'm some
giving
five.
You tight.
Like I'm like, average nigga. Like the average bitch out here is like a six, a five.
Mm-hmm.
She's just fucking four because she has the pussy. You know what I'm saying? So what's the standards really? Like I'm not looking at none of that shit as a standard for measurement.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own standards that I can
straight up.
To fucking, you know, to really gauge these bitches on what they really got and what they don't got, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, any bitch can give you a baby, son. That's real.
Oh, yeah.
But not any bitch can fucking...
Gays and bitches are what they looking for out here.
No, on what the fuck you looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You're the standard, dog. You're not measuring. Because, look, honestly, like, most white men fucking marry the person to put to the fucking gift. You know what I'm saying? And then this was this.
This nigga, the one back in the chat room. That's his name, the one back. He said your mama is Alfredo all in the face.
Come on, dog. Come on. Hold on. Let me address him real quick before you address him. Come on, dog.
Get with the
program, son. You see what's going on out here. You still spitting on motherfucking nursery rhymes and niggas talk about pussy. If I want to talk about your mama, I'll get at her at a later date and a later time to let you know this in the end of the show. So,
yeah. Go ahead.
Like I was saying, dog. if you're talking about, like, any bitch could give a baby, you know what I mean, but somebody that could really take care of you and know you. And that's the thing. I was talking to my son about this shit earlier, you know what I'm saying, kind of shining some light or whatever the case is. Like, yo, someone that knows, like, knowing is better, is what it is. Knowing is the best thing ever, son, when you think about it. When you know,
no one is half the battle, you know?
Nah, fuck that G.I. Joe shit. Knowing is a lot. Knowing is a lot. First of all, knowledge is king.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you know who knowledge is, then you understand who the king is. And if you can understand that, then the conversation can go further. Because it's based on a lot more than what's in between your legs. It's based on what's in between your eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if she can get in tune with that and reflect what's going on there, as long as you're right, then, dog, that's divine. Everything else is, like, not even really here. It's just something you can see. You can see it. You can't have everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It makes it. Like, if you want her, like, you know, you got to make her the owner. You dig? That's why we don't keep it 100 around here no more. I keep it 110 around here, man. Gotta have that 10%. The 10% is a small percent, but people overlook that small percent because it's small. Some of the smallest shit is the biggest shit that ever happened to you, dick. You know what I mean? And that 10% is on how you react, you know what I mean? I mean, this drop is due for the low niggas that still talking about jokes and nursery rhymes and shit like that, you know what I mean? See what the program and the program's gonna roll over you. And I'm gonna leave it there. Now,
I'm gonna leave it there.
What? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could leave it right there, or you could say not only that, but when niggas combine to form Devastator, and then what you gonna do about that? You know
what
I'm
saying?
Really
gonna go out?
You take the strategy, refine your energy, and refocus it on something else that'll be more proactive for yourself, something that'll help you actually build who you are and actually help you to guide yourself and your own mind, to focus on what you think is important and focus on what you need to do to actually make yourself a better person and all of that.
Yeah, but let's start.
The direction that you're going is going to lead you towards nothing but damnation, devastation, and reaction, which in turn will lead to more devastation. So you think about that cycle, and in thinking about that cycle, think if you're really ready to go through that, if you're ready to handle the pressure that niggas is ready to put on you right now, because I think there's not enough keys on your fucking keyboard.
Say that. Let's start with not killing each other. How about we start there? Let's start right there. We'll be all right. Did you hear the track with... Well, first of all, have you ever heard of 2-5? Some dude named 2-5?
Nah. The only 2-5 I heard of is Route 2-5. That's a there's a hotel over there. I take him out.
Only 2-5 I ever heard of is that shit that goes past.
That too.
Yo, this
2-5 I heard of.
Well, this shit is whack as hell,
and
I don't find it funny, especially when it came out Nas.
Play that.
Yeah.
Say how I feel,
but
that's too early for that, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Play some
Block. Play some
Block. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I want y'all to hear this shit right quick. Tell me if you, I mean, because from my standpoint of view, it's like I try to be positive but an ignorant bastard at times, but when he came at Nas, he was playing We Are the World and laughing at it. I really don't find that funny. Angry Black Man. But tell me what y'all think about this. I think this pop is fucking corny.
Niggas keep asking me what I think about the G-Unit and Young Buck beef. DJ White. What gets me though is the nigga says fuck 50, calls him back and says 50, I'm wrong, and then says fuck 50 again. What kills me is how you gonna be mad at a nigga who helped you get the money to sniff. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I'm addicted to getting money. This bitch addicted to shooting heroin, and you addicted to sniffing. This is the perfect remix record. Yeah. You hear that? Come on! Yeah. Hot remix right here, I'm telling you.
Right out, drop
it. What's up with these niggas lying? Rick Ross said clearly, He wasn't no, he ain't work as no police officer, no correctional, whatever. He said he had nothing to do with that. But nigga, big homie, they got paperwork on you. They got pictures on you. Now, I don't care if you was doing that, but don't lie about it. So with that being said, was you getting money in the jail or was you getting money out the jail? All right? Was you passing the shank off or was you holding the shank? What you was hustling? Cigarettes?
Oh my fucking god, these niggas, man. Oh shit.
In final news, this nigga Nas. First off, nigga, your first mistake was to wear a nigga shirt at the awards. Then, who the fuck watches? This nigga goes and gets 600,000 people to sign a letter saying we feel like Fox News is great. Nigga, they don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about me. I watch UPN9. Yo, you running for president? You want to hold hands with Obama? Who the fuck is watching Bill O'Reilly? You beefing with all these people, but you got niggas in the hood clowning you. Jimmy said he gonna knock your koofy off your head. You ain't do nothing about that. Now you wanna fucking hold hands with Khalees and wear a nigga shirt. This is what Nas wants.
Does anybody find that funny? I don't find it funny at all. I honestly tell you the truth, I think I lost all respect for Tupac. I mean, first of all, the funny thing about it is when I was looking for music to play
never
on the show.
Never lose respect for Tupac, nigga. Crazy.
No, I said 2-5.
Oh, I think you said Tupac.
Oh,
bad.
No. 2-5.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was looking for shit to play, and I stumbled across that disc. And then that's the first time I've ever heard of 2-5. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on with that, but
stumble across some D block. You didn't get that pit fight shirt?
Nah, I couldn't find that shit. Is there another word? I mean, another name for it or whatever?
No name I know. Play that. What's it called? Shit. Play that.
Yeah. How about this? You want me to play some hot shit?
Play that D block island shit. That go shit.
Hold on.
That shit is hot, nigga. Don't front.
No, that shit is fire. But I ain't play this shit yet, nigga. If you think it's trash, say, no.
All right, go ahead.
Say no, and I'll turn it the fuck off.
Go
on, man.
Yeah. This cash should be the hustle.
I'ma let it rock.
And I'm back. Yeah. I'm back on my bullshit. I just was online reading some of the comments niggas was making. Cause I put out a couple mixtapes, then I put out this freestyle with Corey Guns a couple days ago. And I think niggas got me fucked up. A couple niggas said they wasn't feeling my last couple of joints. But you know, I was going through a lot of trials and tribulations. I had to get my head right. I had to get out a couple contracts, get my business right, and get situated. Plus, I was recovering from the accident. You know, I suffer brain damage and amnesia. So I had to get myself situated, but I'm back and I'm better than ever. Another nigga typed in a comment and said that I can't make a hit record. Like he wasn't in the club, Chi-Town stepping, throwing the six in the air, the hotel. Like he wasn't telling this girl it don't get no better. Like he wasn't in this hood talking about I'm a hustler. Nigga know he had his drink and his two-step, but he trying to front on me. But I don't even give a fuck about making a hit. I'm not doing no dance records. I'm not trying to throw a T-Pain effect on my voice and make a hit. I'm just giving the streets what they need. I partnered up with Carmelo, Crossover Entertainment, so I'm doing it on my own. I don't got no A&R, no CEO picking my records, picking my albums and narrowing down shit. I could do that on my own, so I could give the streets what they really want to hear from the hustler. So I'm about to jump in my bag and fuck niggas up. Mark my word, I'm about to put pressure on you niggas. Let's get it.
Y'all don't walk up the beat.
My cologne is just in the haze. I drink silver Patron, mixed with the pink lemonade, Minute Maid. Hennessy with the iced tea Snapple, a goose of pineapple, and eyes of pterodactyl. You dead like a dinosaur when it's time for war. What you think I got the iron for? You dying, whore. And you ain't never pop iron, stop lying, boy. You not a thug and you not a drug connoisseur. You not a hustler, you ain't never grind before. What you lying for? You never even sold a dime before. I was eating off the trees like an omnivore. Yeah, I had herb and had birds, they was flying, boy. You a pussy cat, I'm a lion, whore. But I don't roar like a lion, that's what the iron for. I've been a threat, but the world ain't convinced yet. I guess cause I ain't making enough dollars and cents yet. That's cause J Records couldn't make it make sense yet. I could've been the best if they was ready to invest. I'm with Carmelo now, you should be impressed. Cause he got plenty of dough and he's showing interest. He a baller, he getting them grown men checks. So you gotta love it, Melo gave me a budget. For Melo I clap my gat right out in public. And watch you die right outside, just like fuck it. I just started a partnership with the Denver Nugget. He told me whatever I need, he got it covered. I could discuss it, it don't hurt to explain. You know he working with change, he dropped 30 a game, man. I'm independent how I'm supposed to be. I'm with a baller, not another rapper trying to
get
shine over me. And no, ain't no CEO controlling me. I control my own shit, that's why I'm on my own dick, bitch. Shout out to my boy Swift. He out there trying to get that Oprah. I'm still repping Full Surface to the death. Why wouldn't I be? I used to cop pies and supply whoever got high. To get the chicken, I cook birds like Popeyes. I'm a ghetto superstar, but I'm not prized. The drop I drive is the color of hot fries. It seems like hip-hop died when Pop died. Hip-hop died because everybody that's hot died. But not I, no, I did not die. I'm a nigga's top five, alive or not alive. I had a lot of street dreams, but I'm not Nas. I still chill in the cut like peroxide. My eyes shine so bright, I cannot hide. If you stare at the rocks I wear, you be cocked. But I never got robbed, cause I pull them things out and blow niggas' brains out like carbon dioxide. Them cats acting like gangsters do not ride. They scared, but I don't fear nothing if it's not God. I got squad like AR, my man pretty. That's so real, I feel like the Taliban with me. No security guards, I got my family.
Hey,
with me. And I keep a gat the size of my little man with me. Stop playing with me, I'll be popping a gun. That's about the size of my body. Biological son, and everybody is the same biologically, son. But everybody ain't the same psychologically, son. If you know you're not a thug, don't try to be one. It's cool if you're not a goon, you ain't gotta be one. But if you think you hot as me, then you gotta be dumb. Cause I'm hotter than whoever, and you ain't got it together. I'm going down in history, I got it forever. I'm raw as Eddie Murphy when he was rocking them levers. You're not never gonna be better than me, and we can get it in whenever, it's whatever with me.
Apply pressure. Pressure.
What you thought about that?
Well, I'm at
crack. Yeah, crack. I'm out playing some D Block. The one that said 50A, fam. Then you put 6-4. You know what your moms be telling me when I hit that shit from the back, nigga? You all sounding like 2-5 all in the face, nigga.
So who is?
Huh? He's a listener.
Sounds like a spot to me.
Sound like a what?
Sounds like a spot to me.
Oh shit. Alright, let me lace my two bradas with some shit. I gave you power, I made you buck. Wow. How you like me now? I go blow with that shit, that move crowd, making every ghetto foul. Let's see. Fuck it, let's go.
Man, woman,
earth,
remix,
DJ Wide Out. The waitress ain't bring the juice yet. I'm old school like the Wrangler with the gooseneck. See my homie and my cuz, red and the blue set. Cool, even though they ain't calling the truth yet. Trying to slide something out the club with a loose neck. Know the caliber of the dudes I'm eating with. I got old rhymes, y'all fools competing with. I'm gassed up on the flow, not the hybrid. And the bank is like my crib. The only place I feel safe is Commerce, HSBC, or Chase, and I'm
dealer safes, just can't keep them locked. I spend what I can, rest to the kids though. Drop R.A., hard top Turismo.
This is the remix. I know y'all watching me. All y'all haters, keep it.
I ain't got no time to play, really. Listen.
Hey, yo, Whitey, I'll let you.
Get your neck broke, too. It don't matter if you're fluent on a G4 or JetBlue. A man is a man. End of the day, respect you. I meant something they never seen. They only made you do. On that note, give it how you want to get it back. Either that or get hit all up in your fitted hat. Unfound homie with his do-rag on his lap. His head was still in it from the rounds of the Mac. When Spinnerilla goes wrong, the Perico, Montego, and Sprilla is all gone. You could definitely consider the war on. Both entourages, fifth and the fours drawn. Bullets hitting everything, whistling by your jaw. Catch a slug in your hairline by your pawns. You already know we very thorough with all. Give you crack cocaine music, heroin bar. Yeah, cocaine music.
Yeah, little bit of beat, little bit of sheet, little bit of kiss. Take it.
All right.
White Owl, drop that.
Five to get the rest of that. Let's go.
New shit. D-Block.
It's a D-Block special.
You ain't never heard this shit.
But 6-4 has these in the building. Shit gets ugly. And I ain't talking about their mothers or grandmothers or sisters. I'm talking about music-wise. And your crew.
No rapper can move me.
None of y'all.
Feathered off, pay homage to Coogee.
Coogee
got fucked. No rapper can move me. Of the East Coast gangsta rap. Phantom, I bring the East Coast gangsta back. Now that I shout of my influence, let me get into it. None of y'all wanna get into
none
it.
None of y'all.
It ain't hell, but it might as well be.
Might as
damn,
well.
Look at your jewels, they bright as hell be. Give me them shits, ain't nothing to tell
me.
You can buy it back for some stack.
Come on.
I'ma still keep the jewels and won't give you a penny back. That's D-Block shit, young fella.
D-Block.
Raised in the era of killers and drug sellers.
You know.
Beretta in your butter, soft leather.
Yeah.
My man had
trumpets, please.
Ruger.
Yeah.
Brand new hell round.
Out to all the gangsters worldwide. Yeah.
You heard it first. Angry Bastard Radio. Stage now, let you speak your motherfucking mind.
I am a beast. I am a monster.
Yeah.
Money makes me hyper, but pussy makes me calmer. Put your strap out on me, why bother?
Yeah.
I discipline y'all law niggas like y'all fathers.
Check it. I
took boat trips, took a bunch of road trips, took a bunch of weed puffs, never took a coke sniff.
Never.
I'm so gangstified,
nigga,
and you know this.
Yeah.
All black Ferrari, no tints, ferocious. This damn AK will tear your whole arm apart. Troopers looking for blow, they tore my whole car apart. They popped my trunk, let the K-9s try to find it. That ain't work, I'm a master when it's time to hide it. If snitching was the new fool, I'd go on a diet. I know when coke price is dropping, but I'm not a psychic. I'm Ruger Ralph, head gun in charge, top gunner. Go to the store for me, you could be my top runner. I am a beast,
I am a
monster. Money makes me hyper, but pussy makes me calmer. Pull your strap out on me, why bother? I discipline y'all little niggas like y'all fathers. I got a good side, I got a bad side. It's 220 on the dash, I got a fast ride. The car feel like a plane, prepare for your flight. The murderers come out at dawn, beware tonight. I sold a lot of dope, then bought a bunch of chain. I got this little black book with a
bunch of names.
If I ever go broke, get that black book. Find out where that nigga stay. Back on my feet the next day. Hey.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to the show. The show is kind of, you know, kind of fucked up, but, you know, fuck it. It'll be better tomorrow. That's why it's called Angry Bastard Radio. I mean, pretty much anything goes. Anything can happen. I can just play all music one day. One day I'll be fully stabbed. One day I won't. Doesn't really fuck them out of, you know what I mean? But I do gotta give a shout out to the fans and the nigga I put in the full Nelson. Wanna give a big shout out to the callers that called earlier. To Trey Blay Lock. I wanna give a big shout out to the one that's holding it down. Come on, man. What the fuck? This is shit I'm talking about, man. This is shit I'm talking about. Where the fuck is that noise coming from? Yeah, I got this song that I'm going to play, but it's playing already, and it's, that's not what's popping. Anyway. Here it goes. I got this last joint that's going to, like I said, I like to play, you know, tracks of people that aren't famous or aren't out there. This next song is from my boy, The One That. Want to give a big shout out to him. Big shout out to 64SDLE, you know, the fans. Make sure you tune in to us tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We might actually make it, since it's Friday, we might actually make it 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You know, it's definitely going to be a show not to miss. We'll be fully staffed, and since it's 2 hours, it's going to be even more cracking and news and mama jokes and all types of shit, prank calls, all that. But hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
Seconds.
And we have 90 seconds left, so this is the video, Nickel Us, F-A-K-A, Nick Furry. The video is no. Whatever, I don't know, southern niggas, man. See you tomorrow night, everybody.
I don't know. F know what's up.
Y'all trying to go to that club, right?
Oh, same yeah,
joint
man.
Last week. I ain't even trying to hit that.
No, nigga, it's another one. Yeah, man. So if we get all right,
y'all, let's get ready to go, man.
60 seconds.
Yo, dog, is this guy really blocking me in, son?
Yeah, man.